You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. This is the Chatter's Box with Brooks Chapman, a monthly podcast dedicated to showcasing youth athletics within the Roaring Fork Valley. I am your host, Brooks Chapman, a senior at Roaring Fork High School. I've been involved with local sports for multiple years now, and I am excited to share stories for this upcoming school year. Thank you for tuning in to this 30-minute podcast. This is the Chatter's Box with Brooks Chapman, a brand new Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program podcast. Every month, you should expect a new guest talking about what's going on in the world of sports in the Roaring Fork Valley. Today's guest is Krista Barlow, Roaring Fork's own athletic director. How you doing, Krista?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here today, Brooks.
So first of all, how long have you been the athletic director for Roaring Fork High School?
I am going on my third year with Roaring Fork.
And so what did that process really look like, you know, filling those shoes?
It's always a hard job. It's a fun job. I tell everyone that knows me that I have the best job ever, but it also takes up a lot of time. So it's kind of twofold. I love it because the kids make it fun, and I enjoy working with teenagers, and I love sports. So it was kind of a win-win for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of going off of how, you know, busy it is, because I know you're very, very, very busy. You know, we're lucky to have your time of day. So what is kind of your day-to-day look like as an athletic director?
It's hard. As you know, I was late for this meeting today because right. I get pulled in so many different directions when I'm at school. So most people do ask me, well, what do you do all day? I pay officials. I set up officials. I lots of times have to reschedule games due to weather, homecoming, prom, things like that. I just had to reschedule a basketball game because they have a wrestling meet. It's a constantly fluid job, which makes it exciting, a little overwhelming at times when everything kind of crushes at the same time. But I get pulled in, you know, lots of different directions. Today I was dealing with some students that were some student athletes that are having some trouble in school. And that part I enjoy. I enjoy empowering the kids to speak for themselves and speak up and, you know, kind of learn the adulting process.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you've dealt with me since I was a freshman, you know. You're definitely very helpful for a lot of students, and you definitely look out for us and really, I don't know. Yeah, you're really looking out, making sure that, you know, we're on top of our stuff and that we're doing everything correctly so we can play sports for Roaring Fork. So moving on a little bit more, how long have you been involved in just sports in general? What does your sports background look like, and why are you so interested in athletics?
I played sports all my life. I was a three-sport athlete in high school. It kept me busy. It was pretty much the reason I went to school every day. School was one part, but the part I enjoyed was the athletics. And so, and also in college, I played soccer. And so I just continued it on and saw the benefits of what being involved in sports can do for you, or any club for that matter. There's lots of clubs that aren't athletic related that are great for kids. And so moved here, was still playing soccer with friends and, you know, old lady leagues in Vegas and things like that. And then I had my own children. I coached my oldest son's team. I pretty much ran the U6, U8 program for a while. So since he was three and a half, all the way till high school, I was coaching soccer.
Super, super cool. Yeah, I know that you're probably very proud of Jake and Ross. Ross. Yeah, obviously Jake in his senior year and the soccer team. We'll get to that soccer team here in a little bit and the previous success that they've had. So now that we've kind of gotten a sense of, you know, you as an athletic director, let's kind of shift over towards some news in Roaring Fork High School. So first we'll kind of touch on the varsity football team for Roaring Fork has been, you know, terminated and has no longer, or at least for this year, is no longer playing, but we do have a JV team. Can you tell me a little bit about how that kind of went through? What was kind of your role that you played in that?
Well, preseason and the first 2 weeks of practice, every time I went out to check on football and soccer, I saw the numbers on the football field, and it just was not enough for two teams. So I pushed the staff to work together with me and make a decision on what would be best for the group of players that we have this year. And, you know, we had enough to possibly squeak through with varsity, but there's so many injuries in football, as you well know.
Oh, yeah.
You have suffered many over the years. Just losing two or three would have ended our varsity season. And so we decided that it would be best for the kids involved to go with just a JV program, try to keep that program going, build up those kids, because we see a lot of upcoming freshmen that are going to be playing football.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And taking a look at the JV team, there's definitely a lot of, you know, varsity talent for this coming year. I assume that's what the future sort of looks like. Would that be a varsity team possibly next year?
Oh, most definitely. Like, if we have the numbers, we are there.
Sweet.
The kids want to do it. It's just one of those things that, you know, you said terminated. I feel that's kind of a harsh word. Because I think it's just, we're going to be looking at it every year. And it's just a numbers thing. And it's really, the whole decision was based off of safety. You know, are we going to be putting freshman players up against varsity players? Seniors on a varsity team. You know, a lot of, with the injury status with football and everything, we didn't want to decimate those kids and kind of, you know, bring them down and not feeling positive about their experience with football.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I definitely agree with the safety part, you know, because, I mean, already with the limited numbers that we have, it would have just canceled our season midway through if we didn't have enough to play, correct?
Correct. And other teams have done that in the past. And any way you look at it, the other athletic directors in the Valley are sad. They understand. It's not that anyone doesn't want to have a varsity team. We all want to have varsity teams. Olathe had to drop their varsity team. Battle Mountain had to drop their varsity program. I expect both those teams to come back at some point, but it's just based on a year-by-year basis if you have enough bodies.
So those varsity players from Roaring Fork, where did they ultimately end up?
They had the choice of going either to Basalt or Glenwood, and they all chose Glenwood. And maybe you can, being one of those players, maybe you can tell us, you know, what was behind that decision for you.
Yeah, so for me, Basalt, you know, Carbondale Basalt, we definitely have a tough rivalry there. Carbondale and Glenwood, we never really had to battle each other much. So I felt Glenwood was going to be the best opportunity for success. You know, looking at their team prior to the year, you know, we joined in the second week. They played Aspen, and they actually had a come-behind win in that first week. So it looked like a good opportunity for a lot of success. You know, me, Max Ballerum, Hunter Knoll, Nick Smith, you know, just to name a few, Zach Bullock. You know, we all kind of decided that Glenwood was going to be the good opportunity. Coach Eric Bullock, you know, he already shifted his gears towards Glenwood and obviously took Max and Zach with him. So we just kind of all followed. You know, Glenwood definitely has an extremely talented team, you know, with Joaquin Sandoval at quarterback and Mason Smith at running back and amazing, you know, coaches and head staff all around. Glenwood is, they definitely have a lot of positives to it for sure. But it was really, for me, so living in Newcastle, it's really difficult, you know, to make that drive all the way to Basalt. But now let's kind of switch gears a little bit to the soccer team, you know, obviously with a ton of success in the past recently with winning the state championship 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. If you kind of want to talk about that, because you're definitely very involved with both your sons being on that team. What are your thoughts on the soccer team and their success recently?
That was my first year as an AD, and I really couldn't ask for a more successful and fun start than to be planning buses and hotels and trips to Denver and getting home from those games at like 1 a.m. And it was pretty amazing what that group of boys did. They were ranked 11th, which actually, I love being the underdog. I think a lot of our sports teams sometimes feel like they're underdogs, and I'm always rooting for them. It was great because they just went down. They took care of business. They took out the number three team, the number two team, and then played the number one team. So it was a really fun experience for that group. Nick Forbes, Jeff Mosanin, and Rod Wolfley have been doing a really good job with our soccer program. They have a lot of kids that come out. They keep up the interest with everybody, and I think they work really hard to put together a team that can play together. This year, we started out strong. We've been having some great games. We just need a little bit more of putting the goal in the back of the net, and they should have some success. So I predict that they'll move on to the playoffs, and we'll see what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, as for the past 3 years that I've, you know, because we share the practice field with soccer, you know, watching them practice, you know, you can tell that Nick, you know, that they're definitely getting a lot of work done, and they're always, you know, moving around, doing a lot of really good work, and it shows on the field too, at, you know, with the success that's, you know, came out of it. Prior to the airing of this episode, soccer will be playing their homecoming game versus Basalt, correct?
Yes, huge rivalry, always an amazing game. Doesn't matter who's supposed to be better or who's supposed to be worse, it's always a great game. Both teams usually fight to the finish, so it should be an epic game. We've had a great homecoming week so far. JV football kicked us off with a big win against North Fork. And on a beautiful Monday afternoon, it couldn't have been a better day for football. Lots of fans in the stands. And then last night, our girls, they like to take it to five games. But we beat Coleridge in the fifth game last night, very close. Maybe 15-13. It was
15-13.
15-13.
It was an amazing game. As a student, you know, watching, that was a phenomenal game. And Coleridge is definitely not a poor team either. They definitely have a lot of talent.
No, and this homecoming week has been so much fun. Last night at the volleyball game, it was a pink out. There was pink everywhere. Brooks, yourself, you were wearing a pink robe. You looked fabulous.
Absolutely.
You've done a great job in raising the spirit of the kids on campus. Shout out to all the Roaring Fork students, because I think this homecoming week has been the most fun that I've seen. The whole soccer team came out to support the JV football game on Monday. It's just nice to see when teams support each other. You know, they have different sports, different likes and everything. But they came out, and hopefully we'll get some more folks out on Friday. Last night we had a huge student body, all in pink.
Giant student body. I would say there was easily 50 students there.
I'd say it was more than that.
You would say more?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, the crowd was just wild the entire night. You know, it was super fun to be able to experience that, especially that home win, you know, really tight home win. But yeah, we're all excited for Friday. I'll definitely be in attendance for that game. So now that we've kind of hit on soccer, speaking of volleyball, recently, you know, volleyball has, I would say, they've gotten better every single year from since I was a freshman, at least.
Oh, yeah. No, last year we made it to regionals.
Yeah.
And I would hope that we make it to regionals again this year. Karen Crownhart's done a great job with the volleyball girls. And you saw it, like, last night, it took five games, but they came back.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're young. We have three seniors and a lot of juniors. But they fight, and they hold it together. Karen Crownhouse always asking me, like, what can I do to get him over that last hump? And I think it's a lot of the team has to figure it out. And I think last night was a big start to that.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. You know, watching every game they play, it's basically down to the wire. You know, it's definitely always exciting to watch them play, but I feel like last night was a big step in the right direction. You know, the seniors on that team, Fernanda Ruiz and Nora Lindgren, you know, I feel like they both played a huge role in kind of keeping the tempo on the court through the entire game, and I felt that, you know, that was kind of a reason that they played. The leadership on that team, I feel, is definitely apparent, you know, watching them play, and the communication they have on the court is...
So we have a lot of the younger girls that are starters and have been starters since they were freshmen. And it's nice to be in this job several years, because you get to see their growth and progression. And so one of our younger players last night was having a little bit of a tough time in like the third or fourth game, but they really came together for the fifth game. So it's a process, you know, the team working together and growing as a person and as an athlete and a student. So it's really fun for me to see that.
I feel like you definitely have a role in supporting the athletes and, you know, making them better and challenging them, not only, you know, in their sports, but also in the classroom as well. Going back to earlier, you know, holding us accountable for our grades. You've definitely sent me a handful of emails over the years. So now we've hit three sports. Now we can move on to baseball. Last year, baseball was phenomenal. I felt like watching every single home game was so fun to watch. The, you know, Cole Fenton leading the entire nation amongst sophomores and strikeouts on the mound. You know, and star players like Eddie Hernandez, you know, leading that team, and Ryan Madsen, you know, always making the team better. What are your thoughts on baseball coming up this year?
Oh, I'm excited. No, they've progressed every year. The whole batting cage, having that facility has helped those boys immensely. Every time I'm over at the stadium, I look over and the garage door is up on the batting cage, and I definitely always see Cole and Josiah Wheelis out there. Definitely working hard and preparing for the next season. So for all the funders out there, your money did not go to waste. That building has produced a lot of success for us.
Yeah, and I was involved last year with them. I you know, broadcasted all their home games, and you know, being able to get a little bit more insight. You know, they Marty Mattson and you know the entire coaching staff. You know, they all work so hard to maintain a good program. And I feel like Marty's way of baseball and teaching baseball to especially the underclassmen is super advantageous because he teaches the game of baseball so well to them, and it's really, really enjoyable to watch. You know, last year they finished in second place in the league just behind Coleridge. But I feel like this year, you know, they have plenty of opportunity to do the same, if not even better than the year previous. Coming up, you know, this next season we have basketball. I know that you're super hyped up on this upcoming season. What would you have to touch on this upcoming year?
I'm excited about basketball. We made it to districts last year. Our boys team moved on from there and had some games down in Denver, which was a great experience for them. I think every year that you can do that, the team builds on that and knows what the expectations are and how to get there. We've got a new girls coach this year, Al Blank. He is, and Mike Vodakovich is helping him out as well. So I'm excited for what the girls can do. And Jason Kryling and Pumpkin Murillo and Ken Woodard are on the boys' side. And they have been working out with the boys all since last season. So I think they're both really prepared for this upcoming season. I'm also pretty excited about our girls' soccer. As a club team, the girls have been playing this fall and having a lot of success. I expect them to do quite well next year.
It's very exciting. You know, leaders on that basketball team like Noel Richardson. You know, they lost. You know, Gabe Searson, Eddie Hernandez, and
Ryan Matheny.
Yeah. Yeah. So finishing up here a little bit. Do you have any more thoughts or anything that you would like to add, Krista?
Go Rams.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah. Again, this is the Chatters Box with Brooks Chapman. Today's guest has been Krista Barlow, the athletic director for Roaring Fork High School. I really appreciate anyone for tuning in and thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. This is Megan Weber with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I'm here with Brooks Chapman. He is the brand new host of our newest podcast, The Chatterbox, which you will be able to hear at 4 p.m. on the first Wednesday of every month for the rest of the school year. I'm so excited that this is happening. Hi, Brooks.
Hi, how are you doing, Megan?
I'm good. That was a really great interview that you just did with Krista. I'm super excited for our first interview of this show. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? I know you're a senior at Roaring Fork High School. What is your kind of background in sports and what got you interested in doing a podcast?
Yeah, so as Megan said, I am a senior at Roaring Fork High School. I've been going to Carbondale Schools since I was in sixth grade. Really getting into sports, I've been playing football and baseball for basically my entire life. And so obviously I already had that knowledge and the experience. But this previous year for my capstone project, I got a ton of stuff together, a lot of people together to kind of surround me and help me out. I was able to broadcast all the home baseball games for the Roaring Fork Rams varsity baseball team, which was a lot of fun. It was a super great opportunity to kind of kickstart hopefully my future in broadcasting and journalism. And, you know, obviously with this podcast being sports centered, it's a fun opportunity for me.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular that you're really excited to highlight? I know our hope for this show is to highlight, you know, some youth sports in the Valley that maybe don't get talked about in the news very often, or at least not on KDNK. But so is there anything that you're really looking forward to sharing this semester, this school year with our listeners?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes sports just throughout the Valley, you know, all the high schools, some things just don't really go or they don't get a much appreciation. And so I feel with this podcast that we'll be able to really bring light to those things that, you know, aren't given the spotlight, which being just any sport, really. This previous season with Roaring Fork, their basketball team definitely had a lot of success. And I felt like we didn't really see it much in the news. You know, they made it to the playoffs, you know, made a trip down to Denver, as Krista mentioned in this previous interview. But there wasn't really much media, at least from a student. I didn't really hear much about it. But, you know, if you really dug deep, you saw how really good that team was last year. So honestly, there's nothing in particular that I'm really looking forward to. I'm just happy to be able to cover all sports within the Valley. You know, it's a super great opportunity for everybody involved.
Cool. Got a couple more questions for you. So here we are. It's October. Homecoming season is upon us. Everybody's gearing up. And I know that you are, you know, as an individual, pretty involved in sports. You've played football. You do your announcing for the baseball games. And I know you're a proud Ram, but is there anything coming up this homecoming season or this that you're really excited to see? Do you have any, like, I'm curious to know if you have any, like, premonitions for who's going to come out the winner of their homecoming season, or just kind of what are your thoughts about this month?
Yeah, it's the most exciting month, in my opinion, in all of high school. You know, I've been telling freshmen this since basically the start of school, that this is the most exciting week. For Roaring Fork, we've had a lot of success. The JV football team started off the week hot with a win on Monday, and then the volleyball game had their homecoming, and they won in Coleridge in the fifth game, which was so exciting. Soccer is playing Friday the 29th, looking to get a win against Basalt. But there's a lot of fun and exciting varsity homecoming games coming up. Glenwood has one coming up in a few weeks. They do have two bye weeks currently. I know Basalt has an exciting one. I'm not sure which team they are going up against, but I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a head-to-head match. You know, you have after-school events today. Of this recording, we have game night. Last night, we had Powder Puff football and Brute volleyball, which the seniors were able to take the win in volleyball last night, which was a lot of fun. Obviously Friday we will have the soccer team. So yeah, there's so much excitement involved in this week, and you know, really nothing beats it in my opinion.
Awesome. Super exciting. Well, I'm curious to hear, as of the airing of this episode, we'll know who the winner of that homecoming soccer game is. And I'm super excited. For you. That's awesome. Is there anything else as we wrap up this first episode that you wanted to share with our listeners?
I'm just really excited for, you know, anybody who's going to be tuning in monthly to listen to this podcast. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll cover a lot of exciting things, and especially topics that you will not hear anywhere else. This will be a student take where I have guests every single month, you know, special guests that will have insight, again, that nobody else will have. So it's just a really exciting opportunity, and I'm really happy to be able to participate in this and be involved. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Awesome.
So a message from Coach Scott Null of the Roaring Fork football team, this year currently JV. But for the last game of the season, Roaring Fork football versus Glenwood will feature a lot of exciting opportunities and recognition and fun. Monday the 16th at 7 o'clock under the lights at the CMS field, Running Fork football is here to stay, a direct quote from Scott Knoll. He wants the community to come out and really support this JV team and obviously the exciting season they have had. They're going to be grilling out a little bit. There's going to be opportunities for prizes during halftime. But Coach Scott Knoll really wants to build recognition for this coming up 8th grade team. So during halftime, recognition will happen for the entire 8th grade team moving up into the freshman class, which they will be playing next year. Yes, a chance to individually recognize 8th grade two peewee football players. Coach is really pushing for a more community feel in this program, and I feel like Coach Scott Knoll is the perfect man for the job. He's really excited for the remainder of the season, but definitely excited for the coming years. Running Fork will grow into a successful varsity program, as I was talking with Coach Scott Knoll actually just yesterday. He's happy to have all new coming players, not just from CMS, but also from surrounding schools such as Bridges, CRMS, and even Waldorf. He just wants everybody to feel welcomed and comfortable with the game of football, even though it is kind of daunting. This summer, Coach Knoll plans on having some team-building camps going around the state of Colorado, just doing a lot of fun things. He mentioned paintball, hiking Mount Sopris, doing escape rooms, really just a lot of fun activities for, these young high schoolers to be able to build together as a team and really become comfortable with each other for the coming season, as I feel that Coach Scott Knoll, that's what he's pushing for, is the community feel and really wants a family feel in Running Fork.
Well, that sounds super exciting. Everybody be sure to catch that last game on the 16th at 7 p.m. at the CMS field. Awesome. I'll be there. Cool. Well, thanks so much for doing this, Brooks. I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm just very ecstatic, very, very honored to be able to do this.
Yeah, and we will catch you guys next month, the first Wednesday of November at 4 p.m. on KDNK. Thanks so much for listening to the Chatterbox.